The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em, waking you up with local news, traffic, weather, and fun.
Everybody's smiling, sunshine day. Everybody's laughing, sunshine day. Everybody seems so happy today. It's a sunshine day.
You're listening to The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. This is a Monday edition of The Wake Up Crew. It's September 15th, episode 1742. And the most important thing going on right now, it's 6 days until my birthday.
Yeah, almost there.
Sunday. Yeah.
You got any big birthday plans?
Probably not.
Oh, okay. No. No Cracker Barrel or anything?
No, I'm waiting for them to change, put the sign back up. I think they did in Smyrna. They put the old sign back up.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
But anyway.
You're not going back till that sign is changed, dadgummit.
I have never even really noticed the signs. That's how I am. I'm oblivious to those kind of things.
What sign?
First day of fall is Monday, September 22nd at 1:19 p.m. You know what's coming up, too, pretty soon. Daylight saving time.
It's almost here.
It ends. Rockville at Smyrna Friday on WGNS and WGTV. I'll get it in a minute. MTSU host Marshall. That's a 4:30 p.m. airtime. They'll go on the air, what, about 3?
Yeah, I think it's homecoming.
That's probably right, yeah. Vanderbilt hosts Georgia State. Tennessee hosts UAB. And the Titans host Indianapolis. And I've got some good news for you guys today.
We could use
some good news considering last week.
Yeah,
you know, I brought y'all something. It's early in the morning. I don't know if you like sugar this early in the morning. I have brought you a Reese's Oreo cup.
Nice.
A Reese's Oreo cup.
Yes. It's Reese's peanut butter cup with Oreo. All right.
Have you partaken in one?
It's got white chocolate on the top.
Oh.
I have not.
Is that white chocolate or is that Oreo cream?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's why you're going to tell me what it tastes like.
Oh, you're not going to try it.
I'm not. You
do
and
you
Brian.
Want to, I cut it in half
no, no,
for
no,
you.
No. I want you the whole experience of eating one entire cup. Now, I found these.
In just, one bite?
No, don't. Yeah, I want you to take at least a couple of bites. They don't seem to be as big as they used to be, but
okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
The smell test.
Ooh, it's got chocolate on the bottom.
The smell test. It smells just like a regular Reese's.
You don't do that. You just eat it.
I'm trying to give the comprehensive report, and he's over here.
The smell smells like a Reese's.
It's very good. It's got cookies in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now you're talking.
It's got the Oreo cream.
Do you taste any peanut butter?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's got a little layer of peanut butter.
Oh, okay. All right. What there's three layers, either white chocolate on the top or the Oreo cream type thing.
Uh-huh. It is white chocolate.
Okay.
And then it's got peanut butter under that. Then it's got crunchy Oreo
cookies.
And then a chocolate bottom.
What I do think it's missing is the Oreo cream. There's none of that.
I don't think they could put that on the top because it's not really a cream. It's more like a.
But there's none in it at all.
Well.
Yeah, but it's.
I think the white chocolate is supposed to take that place of that.
You've got to have Reese's peanut butter in it.
No. I'm just saying.
But the white stuff that he's talking about is more like a pasty type thing.
I'm not even just talking about that, but even in the cookie, there's none in there. It's just the cookie.
Well, I wasted $1.79 for nothing.
It's pretty good. I don't think it tastes like an Oreo.
Okay, let me go to the older statesman here and see what he says.
I love it. It's really good.
What's the best part of it? The cookies on the bottom?
You know, I'm not a real Oreo person. But it has got a little salty taste to it.
It does. I don't know where that's coming from.
Mm.
It's good. I like the texture of it is nice because it's crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it just kind of tastes like a Reese's to me.
The crunchy part is the Oreo.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate that cookie?
If a regular Reese's is a 10, I'd give it a 9.5.
Oh.
Because it's pretty much just a regular Reese's, but
a
little different.
That's pretty high.
I think it's revolutionary.
Oh.
Wow.
He also liked the Reese's with potato chips in it, so.
Now, I know tomorrow.
I love the Reese's with potato
chips.
Yeah,
I know tomorrow is Taco Tuesday, but I wanted to go ahead, since I had it, I want it to be fresh and first thing that you eat in the morning, you know.
It's better to me, it's better than the one with jelly.
Yeah. It is better than the one with
jelly.
I'll
tell you what I think hurt the chips. People just don't equate potato chips in a peanut butter cup.
Yeah, but sweet and salty really go together for me.
It was the best one. I thought it was a 10.5.
That's why I like this one, because there's a hint of salt from somewhere.
Huh.
Yeah. And the crunch is good. Yeah. I mean, the crunch is nice.
All right. Okay, 6:17. We've got to take a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine today as we climb to a high near 91. Tonight, mainly clear. Temperatures cool to a low near 64. High of 90 on Tuesday. Lots of sunshine. Tuesday night, clear to partly cloudy. A low near 63. High of 90 on Wednesday. Lots of sun. Wednesday night, mainly clear. A low near 62. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood for the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, 66.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Play an old guitar, 9:30 past 1. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
50 years of local flavor. The Farmer's Market, Tuesday and Friday, 7 to 1.
Only at a producer-only market can you meet the hens behind the eggs.
Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
This is Kirk Bug at Parks Auction Company. Thinking about downsizing? Don't miss this opportunity to buy a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1-story condo in Forest Oaks 2. Some work needed, selling absolute to the highest bidder. Visit parksauction.com for details.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Falcons won the Sunday night football game at Minnesota 22-6. Bijan Robinson with 143 yards rushing. J.J. McCarthy in defeat, 3 turnovers, and he was sacked 6 times. Philadelphia was a 20-17 winner at Kansas City. Indianapolis edged Denver 29-28 on a 45-yard field goal on the final play, and Arizona held on to beat Carolina 27-22. Cincinnati is 2-0 after edging Jacksonville 31-27 on a late quarterback sneak for a touchdown from Jake Browning. Starting QB Joe Burrow left with a toe injury, and surgery is possible. Baltimore got 4 touchdown passes from Lamar Jackson in an easy win over Cleveland, and Detroit ripped Chicago 52-21. Jared Goff, 5 touchdown passes. The Sunday night ball game at Boston went to the Red Sox with 6 runs in the first. They won 6-4 over the Yankees. Seattle won its 9th straight game.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew, sponsored by America's Thrift Stores. Hey, Murfreesboro, get ready. America's Thrift Stores are opening soon at 10:30 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Discover a clean, organized store with thousands of new items daily. You can save up to 70% on name brands. Visit America's Thrift Store AmericasThrift.com or AmericasThrift.com/4Murfreesboro for details. And that's coming up. And we are approaching. Wow. We are. I looked at the football schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, we're like 5 weeks in.
I know.
And
it's crazy, isn't it?
It's flown by. Only got about five games left before the playoffs.
Yeah, I know.
So
it's almost here.
And I have no idea how it's going to turn out. But I got a feeling there's going to be a bunch of people fighting for that third and fourth spot.
I think 2 through 4. And then whoever's 5 or 6.
Controversial. It's not really, is it?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, Siegel's beating Stewart's Creek. Stewart's Creek beats this team. Blackman beat Riverdale, but who did Riverdale beat? I mean, I think it could be crazy.
And now we're gonna kind of get into the nitty gritty. I mean, it's all going to be pretty much region stuff. So we'll find out pretty soon.
This is where the fun starts.
Yeah, that's where the fun starts. I also put on there what interviews I do each week, you know, where I can be prepared. I put my days off in there. I'm only taking off 3 games. That's not bad. Every time there's a Thursday game, I'll either be the Thursday game or the Friday game. So,
do you make sure on Pigskin Picks to always choose the teams that you're interviewing? So you can say, I picked you, coach.
No. I never say that. No, I don't want them to know what I picked.
No, me either.
No, that's taboo right there. Our good neighbor today is Robin Bartlett. Today's good neighbor for being positive and encouraging, uplifting her students, colleagues, and neighbors with her bright spirit. Robin Bartlett's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts at News Radio WGNS.
Congrats, Robin.
You want to send in a good neighbor to us? We've made it very easy. Text neighbor to our number, 615-893-1450, or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. There's a little web form. It'll ask you all the questions we need answers to so we can make them good neighbor of the day, like name, address, phone number, sentence, why. And you can also mail those in, 306 South Church Street, Murfreesboro, 37130.
Well, today is National Double Cheeseburger Day.
Yeah.
Get yourself a double cheeseburger with all the fixings, all the toppings you want. And enjoy it.
Yeah, baby.
Got to be a double, though. No single cheeseburger today.
No. All right. September songs, our song of the day. This is my favorite, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Do you remember when it first died, September? Love was changing the miles, September, while chasing the clouds away. I guess you all realize I'm the only guy that has a birthday song named after them.
It's true.
And their specific date. That's right. 624.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger, call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. Memphis leaders are making plans for the arrival of National Guard troops. This after President Trump announced that Memphis is one of the next cities to experience the surge of troops. While the arrival date for the Guard remains unclear, Governor Bill Lee has announced that 50 additional state troopers will arrive in the city. Mayor Paul Young says he does not support the National Guard surge, but says he has no say in the matter. He did, however, welcome federal and state partnerships that would benefit the city. Young says the troops could be used to help fight blight and cleanup projects and supplement the city's police force by coordinating crowds and traffic.
An arrest has been made after gunfire at a busy Murfreesboro park this weekend. Police say two people were injured when shots were fired at a pavilion hosting a reunion. There were about 30 people in the area at the time of the shooting. Police say it appeared to be targeted, not random. Tavarius Chambers has been arrested in connection with that shooting. More news in 30 seconds.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee, located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, remembering World War II.
A citywide alert in Jackson after three inmates escaped the Madison County Jail over the weekend. It happened while the three were in the jail rec yard. Yesterday morning, police released a photo of a stolen vehicle that might be related to the ongoing manhunt. The Madison County Sheriff's Office is looking for Dylan Decker, Cameron Campbell, and Brandon Forbes. Photos of the three are available from the Sheriff's Department's social media pages. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett. Ah!
627 here on the Wake Up Crew. Of course, we had tragic death last week. Charlie Kirk. We also have some Polly Holiday passed away.
Mm. And, it's not great.
Yeah, that's exactly what she used to say on the old, Alice?
Mel's Diner, wasn't it?
No, Alice.
Alice, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it was at Mel's Diner, but she was 88. I really didn't know that she was still alive, to be honest with you.
I didn't either.
Played Flo in the show, Alice.
I think, no. I thought that there was maybe a spinoff of that show, but it wasn't.
I think you might be right there. I believe there was a Flo, yeah.
There was some type of spinoff. It was
it didn't
just
last
her.
Long. No. Did about three episodes. But yeah. I think that maybe that's why they don't have it on record there. But in the next segment, I'm going to talk about, and you're going to love this, Dalton.
Oh, good.
30 life hacks to make life easier. 30 little hacks. To
30
make life.
Little life hacks.
Yeah. So we may not get through all of them, but we'll try to get through them.
We'll do our darndest.
As much as we can. And I've got the expert on life hacks right here with me. Mm. Let me give you one for example.
Oh,
use a Lazy Susan in your fridge to easily reach condiments.
I've seen that.
I have one. It's a crock.
Oh, you have a crock pot in there?
No.
Oh.
I have a Lazy Susan in my refrigerator. It just gets
work?
In the way. I mean,
I would think they would have trouble staying when you turn it.
Well, and it
takes up a lot of room.
It takes
it?
Up a lot of room. That's the problem.
But
it
doesn't take up enough room because it doesn't go all the way to the back of the fridge. So you either lose all that space behind it mm-hmm. or you lose the space in front of it.
Yeah.
Now, I think if you had one that maybe pulled out, like a Lazy Susan, that you could
put
it.
Well, that's just a drawer.
Well, pull it out and then you can turn it.
Oh.
It's hard to, you have to put it in the center of your shelf in the fridge. And if you do that,
we're going
to
pick all these apart.
It takes. Well,
so what made you?
I saw something like that and yeah. thought, well, that would be kind of handy. But all of my condiments are in the door.
I was going to say refrigerators are designed so well that
they
you can put all your condiments in the door.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, refrigerators are pretty well designed in terms of like layout. If you actually did you know that there are correct shelves and stuff you're supposed to use on your refrigerator, like recommended by the manufacturer?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that until recently.
Well, why do they make them where you can move the shelves up and down and stuff and design it your own way?
You can, but like they're like the drawers at the bottom, one of them is supposed to be for produce and one of them is supposed to be for dairy and like the fridge is specifically
The one thing
laid
I miss
out.
Is I don't have a freezer. You know, I don't have availability to a freezer. So my freezers always give me a problem. Mm. And they put all those things in great big boxes sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Like Jimmy Dean croissants or something. And, and they're just huge boxes. So I have taken them out. I tape to the last one the calories, all the
microwave
information.
Instructions. Yeah,
yeah, microwave instructions. Tape it to one of them where I can have them.
It's weird.
Because you do the same thing?
I do.
Yeah.
I tape it onto the side of the fridge on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Like the microwave instructions for all of them. Because you get 12, and it's easier to put them in there.
Yeah.
You're supposed to defrost one of those croissants for a minute and a half on 30% power, then 1 minute.
Oh, Lord, I hate full power.
That is way too complicated.
When they say that, I say I just soon put it in, you know, fry
at
one.
At that point, you might as well just make sausage. Yeah. Like, it's easier to just bust out a skillet.
Yeah, because that 30% power thing is always, sometimes I get it, sometimes I get up there and I go, now, what was it again?
I feel like you could get out a skillet and cook the sausage faster than you can figure out how to change the power wattage on your microwave.
Because then I'm gonna have to, have an instruction sheet on my microwave.
This is a free life hack. If you like to cook your own sausage.
Now, wait a minute, you can't do that during this.
It won't be on your list.
Okay.
Get yourself a George Foreman grill and start cooking your sausage on a little George Foreman grill.
I wish I still had my George Foreman.
It is quick. It is easy. It tastes delicious.
It's good to cook hamburgers on them, too, really. All right. It's time for Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
You know, they always say turn to Turner Security, but we don't ever really talk about those guys. Maybe remind me to do that tomorrow.
Yeah, we never talk about TechCore, and that's who powers them.
I know. Maybe we'll do that next time.
Okay.
All right. 1916, the first use of tanks in warfare. 1920, those are tanks. 1928, Scottish bacteriologist Alexander Fleming discovers penicillin. 1949, Lone Ranger premieres on ABC TV.
The Lone Ranger.
In 1963, the Beatles headlined the great prop prom at Royal Albert Hall in London. The Rolling Stones are one of the opening acts. 1965, Lost in Space premieres. 1993, the single I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That, sung by Meatloaf and composed by Jim Steinman, is released.
But I won't do that.
And in 2021, SpaceX launches. It had all those civilians in it.
This is CBS Rewind.
September 15th, 1949.
The Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger premieres on ABC.
Why, you came a savage.
This date in 1986. The NBC premiere of L.A. Law.
I wish all my clients were as reasonable as you are.
It ran 8 seasons.
So, 4 days before Christmas.
And won 15 Emmys.
It walks out on you.
And September 15th, 1989.
Don't you move!
The release of the thriller.
There's some psycho woman out there killing guys.
Sea of Love.
I don't know how we catch you.
Starring Al Pacino.
We set up dates. Get their prints in a wine glass.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
Bingo, she's dropped.
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine today as we climb to a high near 91. Tonight, mainly clear. Temperatures cool to a low near 64. High of 90 on Tuesday. Lots of sunshine. Tuesday night, clear to partly cloudy, a low near 63. High of 90 on Wednesday. Lots of sun. Wednesday night, mainly clear, a low near 62. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood for the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, 66.
Good morning. Trying to load up out here with a little bit more volume coming down through Millersville on 65 southbound right now through that section of Sumner County. Busy but moving in from Wilson County at the moment on I-40 as you head through Hermitage, Donaldson. 24 is on the increase up through the Antioch area coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken, new items on the menu. Check them out today when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Air Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, buzzing rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure. safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. This is MTSU Homecoming Week. Lots of fun activities all week for MTSU alumni as well as True Blue fans. And don't miss the homecoming game. Kickoffs at 6 o'clock as the Blue Raiders host Marshall. Make it a point to go to the game in person. Take your radio, because we'll have the game on WGNS. Again, this is Homecoming Week at MTSU. And the Greenway Arts Festival is this Saturday at Cannonsburg Village. The Rutherford County Library System is offering free computer classes. Check with their Tech Center here in Murfreesboro for information about their free computer classes. And the Nourish Food Bank is urgently seeking donations of money, food, and volunteers. They really need your help. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. We also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. People are so friendly. You're never in the hallways but what you meet someone who says, "Hi, how are you?" Everyone is very warm and welcoming. It's very nice. Adams Place, it is a wonderful place to live.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years. Adams Place on Memorial across from Walmart. Call us at 615-904-9111.
If someone asked, "What's your more?" would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 minutes before 7 here on this Monday morning at September 15th. We're powered today by, as we are every day, Middle Tennessee Electric. Curious about electric vehicles? MTE's Drive EV program has resources to help you learn. Visit driveev.com. Our good friends over at MTE. John, Brian, Dalton with you this morning, and it's time, as usual, with our dad joke of the day. I think you finished up with two thumbs up on Thursday, Friday.
Okay. So you had a pretty good week.
Yeah.
He had one thumbs
was,
down.
One was really good. One Thursday was really good, and one he had one with you.
He had a thumbs up plus with me, and then he had a thumbs down. I think Tuesday or Wednesday.
I think he's kind of getting into the thumbs up because you know it's so cut and dry.
Uh huh.
You know,
yeah.
And we've given him options. You know, if one of us disagree, then you get the high. You get whatever's the one that's plus.
That means it's really a stinker when it's a stinker. No. Anyway,
guys, I bought a chicken to make sandwiches.
Oh, really?
It doesn't. It poops in the floor.
That's good. That might be your all-time greatest joke. I give it two thumbs up.
I can't believe you said it. Okay, anyway, 641 on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Prime Minister Netanyahu in Jerusalem today and vowed unwavering support for Israel's number one goal.
The people of Gaza deserve a better future, one that cannot begin until Hamas is eliminated.
Netanyahu called President Trump the greatest friend Israel has ever had in the White House. Still no motive in last week's murder of conservative critic Charlie Kirk. CBS's Andres Gutierrez with the latest on the suspect.
22-year-old Tyler Robinson is not cooperating with law enforcement. He has not confessed to commit assassination to authorities. He will be formally charged on Tuesday in Utah County.
Noah Wiley, nominated for an Emmy 5 times for ER, has finally won his first prize for actor in a drama series.
To anybody who's going on shift tonight or coming off shift tonight, thank you for being in that job. This is for you.
Stephen Colbert won his first for the now-canceled Late Show. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro police have arrested the man accused of opening fire during a reunion gathering at Old Fort Park, an incident that left 2 people injured and the community shaken. According to the Murfreesboro Police Department's Violent Crimes Unit, Treverius Chambers arrived at the Park Pavilion on September 13th, wearing all black and a ski mask before firing multiple rounds towards a crowd of adults and children. 2 individuals were hit. One victim, a woman, was treated at the scene for a leg wound and transported to a hospital in stable condition. A man who was shot in the torso remains in critical condition following surgery. Chambers was quickly located at an apartment complex on Hazelwood Drive and taken into custody without incident. He faces 6 counts of attempted first-degree murder and a charge of tampering with evidence. Police say one of the victims returned fire in self-defense. While a motive remains unclear, detectives are urging witnesses to come forward as the investigation continues. In a separate case, U.S. Marshals Task Force tracked down a Florida murder suspect in Murfreesboro. Andrew St. Louis, age 19, was wanted in Broward County, Florida, on a charge of first-degree murder, attempted murder, and conspiracy to commit murder. He was arrested on North Rutherford Boulevard without incident, and he is currently being held in the Rutherford County Jail. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick yet digestible format, but more than just the headlines, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, streaming on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and of course over at our website, WGNSradio.com. Whether you're walking the dog or getting your first cup of coffee for the morning, stay informed with the Rutherford Roundup. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS Radio, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want light?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian, and we've relied on Turner Security for systems here at WGNS and Big G TV for many years. Their advanced security solutions with real-time monitoring and automation keep us safe. Plus, their expert IT service ensures our tech runs smoothly, from networks, computers, to troubleshooting. Their team tailors solutions to our needs, and I highly recommend them for home or business solutions for you.
Turn to Turner Security.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. It's always special to give someone a gift just randomly, something that they can remember you by. One of those gifts could be a gift that lasts forever, like a Bell Jewelers diamond. Usually they'll have that for their entire lifetime. They might reset it into a new pendant or ring, but they're still going to have that diamond for their entire lifetime. give a gift that keeps on giving, buy them a diamond. Nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adam's Place. We have been here 8 months, and at this point, we have not even turned our stove on. No need. They come in every week and change your linen and clean your house, and it's just like a dream, like being on a cruise every day.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dunley. A weekend of investigation in East Tennessee after the body of a Maryville man was recovered from Fort Loudoun Lake. The Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency says they responded to a report of a possible drowning near the mouth of George's Creek. When they arrived, they found a man in the water with an unmanned vessel circling nearby. The victim was taken to UT Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. He was identified by the TWRA as 63-year-old Terry Alexander of Maryville. This weekend brought some new traffic changes to downtown Nashville. The plan aims to make getting around Lower Broadway more efficient on the weekends and game days when the Titans play at home. It includes reserving one traffic lane for emergency vehicles and prioritizing another lane on 4th Avenue just for WeGo buses. Metro Police will soon also roll out their first phase of bollards, or barricades, to enhance pedestrian safety. More news in 30 seconds.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee, located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, remembering World War II.
American Pickers star Mike Wolfe and his girlfriend are recovering from a car crash that took place Friday in Maury County. 61-year-old Wolfe revealed that he and Letitia Klein were involved in a car accident in Columbia. He wrote on his Instagram story, Wolfe is well known for his business and philanthropy in Williamson County and his very popular television show. Wolfe says that they are receiving care and are both expected to recover. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew, moving right along on a Friday morning. Drive carefully, drive safely out there. And want to remind you, you can tune into your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand. Even if you miss it, you can tune in. Not this show, but other ones. And even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. We were talking about hacks that you could do, little hacks to make life easier. And you two completely just shot down the Lazy Susan in your refrigerator. Store bed sheets inside pillowcases to keep the sets together.
I do that one.
That's a good one. I'll need to start doing that if I ever buy another set. I usually just take them and wash them.
And then I always, when you take them out, you got to run them through the dryer to get the wrinkles out.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I always do that anyway, just so it's nice and warm.
Do you all put like a waste bag inside, like at the bottom of the trash can?
Oh, yes.
Then when you take that one out, you've got one right there.
Not in my kitchen, because in my kitchen, I keep the trash can under the sink, which is where the trash bags are.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But in my bathroom, I keep my whole roll. I keep a little roll of trash bags in there.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Wrap a rubber band around a paint can to wipe excess paint off your brush. I've done that. I'm not that big a fan of it. It didn't really make that much difference.
I mean,
you can
just use the edge of the paint
can.
Right,
right. Use a dry erase marker on your fridge to track leftovers. Wow.
So, I didn't do that. I used to write on my rearview mirror.
In your car?
If there were things that I needed to remember to do.
Oh, yeah. Thing to do list.
I used to do that in the bathroom, on the mirror in the bathroom, like if there's something I needed to remember for the next day, but then Megan put an end to that real quick. So
keep a donation box in your wardrobe for decluttering. Put a wooden spoon over a boiling pot to prevent overflowing. I've done that.
That one works.
That does work.
If you salt your water good enough, it shouldn't overflow. But
yeah, but an inexperienced cook like me, you know, that doesn't have your expertise.
I need to get a wooden spoon, I guess.
Stick a command hook on your bin to hold the bag in place. Put a marshmallow in brown sugar to keep it soft.
You can do that. Bread, a slice of bread works. Whatever, just something like that to absorb the moisture.
On that trash can thing, my kitchen trash can has hooks on the back.
Mm-hmm.
So you hook it on. I mean, it's built into that. So that way it keeps it from...
Ooh, you're fancy. You got one. Does it open up? Does waste can come out when you open the door?
No, it's got a foot thing on it where you can open the top.
Okay, before you continue, it's got a foot thing on it where you can step on it to open the top, but that wasn't fast enough for him. So he drilled a hole in the top of his trash can and put a closet doorknob on it so that he could grab it to open it.
Well, I mean, you've got options.
I keep a rubber band around the edge of my trash can to keep the bag from falling in.
You can use a shower cap to cover shoes in a suitcase and keep clothes clean. I don't know why you couldn't just buy a shoe bag, but I mean, hey, yeah, well. You know. Store batteries in the fridge to make them last longer. Anybody do that? I used to. That's an old one. I used to do that. Clip a binder clip to the edge of your desk to hold charging cables.
I have not done that, but for like audio stuff, like microphones and whatever, I will frequently use a chip clip, like whatever, to hold cables because it works really well and it's removable. So if you have like, if you need to set up a mic stand temporarily, you can use chip clips and clip the cable to it to organize them.
Well, I guess we're going to have to do life hacks, little hacks, tomorrow and Wednesday because we've got 20 more.
It's life hack week here on the Wake Up Crew.
We'll get one in tomorrow for sure. 10 more anyway. It's time for celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Boy, do you get it easy on this one.
Kinda.
Yeah, what do you mean kinda? Marco Polo, I'll see if he can mess it up. He only has one. 1254, Marco Polo, an Italian explorer. Polo.
Marco!
Wow. I knew that was going to happen. Gee, and I don't want it to happen, and it still happens. In 1789, James Fenimore Cooper, the first American novelist, last of the Mohicans. In 1857, William Howard Taft, the 27th U.S. President and Chief Justice.
Died in the bathtub.
I don't know.
Isn't that correct?
I don't know.
Wasn't it Taft who was a bigger
right.
guy?
Yeah.
He couldn't get out of the bathtub.
In 1890, Agatha Christie, English crime writer. In 1903, Roy Acuff, Maynardville, Tennessee, country musician. In 1961, Dan Marino, American College Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback with the Miami Dolphins. In 1984, Prince Harry was born. He was just in England the other day visiting. Prince of Wales, fifth in British succession. In 1875, James Cash Penny, or J.C. Penny, American department store owner, was born. He died in 1971. That's a look at your celebrity birthdays.
While the myth of William Taft dying in the bathtub, that is not true. It is a myth. He did have a custom bathtub installed in the White House because he was too big for the White House bathtub.
Oh, okay.
He died of heart disease.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Clarification there. Yesterday, birthdays, Kim Adcock, Linda Butterworth, Mike Bowman, Bob Squants, Jody Phillips, Mary Catherine Jordan, Brian Josie, Susie Walters, and Mike Tatum. Today, Mary Drennan, Susie O'Brien, Sammy Brown, Chris Leonard, Valena Lyons, Nancy Duggan, Mark Powell, Trey Martin, and Sam DeGeorge all have birthdays, and we want to say happy birthday to all of them.
Yep, get some more into us, 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/birthdays. We got banana pudding coming up.
Oh, you can win banana pudding.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
sounds good. 6:55, we're going to have a look at the weather and then wrap things up here at the 6 o'clock hour.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine today as we climb to a high near 91. Tonight, mainly clear. Temperatures cool to a low near 64. High of 90 on Tuesday. Lots of sunshine. Tuesday night, clear to partly cloudy, a low near 63. High of 90 on Wednesday. Lots of sun. Wednesday night, mainly clear, a low near 62. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, 66.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Morning. There's a car up against the wall in a terrible spot. It's Briley Parkway southbound, right near Two Rivers Parkway. Again, watch where it looked like a white pickup truck up against the walls. It starts to pick up now out here on 24 westbound up through Antioch, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It's on the increase with that volume down I-40 through Wilson County, especially through the Mount Juliet area. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, Jim, where'd you source out those maters from?
Right out of my field. Still had mud on them this morning.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro, on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market. No middlemen, just local hands and local dirt.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. One reason that we wanted to move here was to make it easier for our children. My husband and I know we are getting older and things do happen. And you need to make these choices and come before an emergency occurs. And then come and have the good life when you get here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. Call us at 615-904-9111.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
As you might have heard by now, the British are coming.
It's hard to accept.
Oh, but we have to. Downton Abbey, the grand finale, hit a chord with audiences over the weekend.
That's what Downton's always been, isn't it? It's moments.
Miss Anna Bates, Joanne Froggatt, gave me a little insight as to why the franchise has worked for so long.
Those human stories are universal.
Right.
And they transcend time and location. And I think they always will.
Sure you don't want to try it?
I can't.
I'm going to tell if you want.
And the chaos in Maple Brook, Texas shall continue. Netflix's bonkers crazy hit The Hunting Wives, with Brittany Snow and Malin Ackerman officially getting the go-ahead for season 2. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
658. I'm getting close to that birthday. That's why I'm losing my mind.
It's not 60, though, is it,
your birthday? No, thanks. I'm closer to the other number than I am the 60. Oh. All right, Robin Bartlett's today's Good Neighbor of the Day. I don't like you, Brian, at all.
I've noticed.
Robin Bartlett is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being positive and encouraging, uplifting her students, colleagues, and neighbors with her bright spirit.
Are you sure it's not Robin?
It might be. Robin is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And if you would like to nominate someone as Good Neighbor of the Day, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Similar process for birthdays, WGNSradio.com/birthday, or call or text 615-893-1450 so we can give away some delicious banana pudding from our friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Hey, you know, your donations to America's Thrift Store opening soon on Middle Tennessee and MLK Boulevard. They partner with Make-A-Wish Foundation, so if you drop off gently used clothing and household items, and they help grant wishes for kids battling critical illnesses.
It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
The Kirk suspect.
He does come from a conservative family, but his ideology was very different than his family.
Far-right protests in the UK.
It's our country! You should be here standing with us!
The studio and the pit dominate Emmys.
Thank you so much to the Academy.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, new details are emerging a day before the first court appearance for Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old man suspected of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Here's CBS News correspondent Carter Evans.
In a series of television appearances Sunday, Utah Governor Spencer Cox, a Republican, said the suspect's friends and family claim he was radicalized to the left. State records show the alleged gunman was registered as unaffiliated and did not vote in 2022 or 2024.
I really don't have a dog in this fight. If this was MAGA and a radicalized MAGA person, I would be saying that as well.
Cox also noted the suspect had a roommate who was a romantic partner and said the FBI confirmed the roommate is transitioning genders. He added investigators have not determined if that's relevant to the case. According to a probable cause affidavit, the roommate showed law enforcement messages allegedly from the suspect that mentioned leaving a rifle in a bush wrapped in a towel, which is similar to how investigators describe finding the murder weapon.
Friends and supporters gathered last night in Washington to pay tribute to Kirk, as we hear from CBS's Weijia Jiang.
The lines to attend a vigil for Charlie Kirk wrapped around the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. For many here, Kirk was more than a colleague. He was a friend.
Our dear friend Charlie would never want us to be overcome by despair.
Earlier, President Trump said he would attend Kirk's funeral service. And he continued to blame the political left for Kirk's assassination.
If you look at the problem is on the left. It's not on the right, like some people like to say on the right. The problem we have is on the left.
Overseas, correspondent Holly Williams has more on far-right protests over the weekend in Britain.
It was billed as a march in support of free speech. But in reality, many of the chants and the speeches were protesting against immigration. The British police said over 100,000 people took to the streets.
They need to stop illegal migration into this country. It's tearing us apart.
The organizer was a far-right anti-Islam campaigner who calls himself Tommy Robinson. His real name is Stephen Yaxley Lennon, and he's done time for assault, contempt of court, and mortgage fraud.
Secretary of State Rubio is in Israel, where he met with Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Hamas needs to cease to exist as an armed element that can threaten the peace and security of the region, and the people of Gaza deserve a better future, but that better future cannot begin until Hamas is eliminated.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
In Jerusalem this morning, the body language said close friends, but behind the scenes, there will be some tough talk about this. Israel's missile strike last week on Qatar, a U.S. ally. Israel's prime minister said it was an attack on the heads of Hamas, but the U.S. got inadequate warning, and the White House wasn't pleased.
Obviously, we were not happy about it. The president was not happy about it.
Secretary Rubio's visit reinforces long-held American policy that its support for Israel is paramount, in spite of the controversial war in Gaza, which has entered a new phase, a full-scale offensive in Gaza City that has sent a fresh wave of people running for their lives.
It was TV's big night at the Emmy Awards.
HBO Max's medical series The Pitt came out on top at this year's Emmys, winning for Outstanding Drama Series and Best Actor in a Drama Series for star Noah Wiley.
What a dream this has been. The studio!
With 13 trophies, the Apple TV Hollywood satire The Studio set a record for the most wins by comedy in a season, including Outstanding Comedy Series and Outstanding Lead Actor for star and producer Seth Rogen.
I'm legitimately embarrassed by how happy this makes me.
Stephen Colbert! The audience rose to its feet when The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, which is in its final season, won Best Talk Series.
I want to thank CBS for giving us the privilege to be part of the late night tradition.
Dina Demetrius, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Coming up on 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning. The cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
President Trump says he's ready to slap more sanctions on Russia, but only if NATO countries stop buying Russian oil.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. EU diplomats are condemning what appears to be the latest attempt by Russia to test NATO defenses. Just days after more than a dozen Russian drones entered Polish airspace, Romania reports its fighter jets detected a Russian drone in Romanian airspace this past weekend. A Kremlin spokesman has just claimed, without any evidence, that the Ukrainians were behind the incursion.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said today the U.S. is very close to a deal with China to settle the long-running dispute over TikTok ownership. President Trump has put a TikTok ban on pause three times, and the latest extension expires in 2 days. He said yesterday,
"We may let it die, or we may, I don't know, it depends, up to China. It doesn't matter too much. I'd like to do it for the kids. They like it. I mean, selfishly speaking, I did very well on TikTok, and I got the youth vote."
Chinese regulators today accused the U.S. tech company NVIDIA of violating anti-monopoly laws. On the Health Watch, this is often a rough week for asthma sufferers.
The switch from summer to fall always comes with an increase in asthma flare-ups and hospitalizations.
In large part because changes in temperature, humidity, and pollens will really affect airway inflammation that's the driver of asthma.
Dr. Megan Conroy at Ohio State University says viruses like the common cold start to spread around now. They're the most common causes of asthma flare-ups.
It's a particularly sensitive time to make sure that you are taking your medications as prescribed for asthma and that you have an anti-inflammatory rescue inhaler available.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The prolific songwriter Bobby Hart has died. Last Train to Clarksville was one of the many hits for the Monkees he penned along with Tommy Boyce. They also wrote for other artists and released their own albums. Bobby Hart was 86. Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with cherry, berry, and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
The information continues this morning here from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just a moment. But let's first get a check on traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine today as we climb to a high near 91. Tonight, mainly clear. Temperatures cool to a low near 64. High of 90 on Tuesday. Lots of sunshine. Tuesday night, clear to partly cloudy. A low near 63. High of 90 on Wednesday. Lots of sun. Wednesday night, mainly clear. A low near 62. A meteorologist, Laura Lockwood, from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, 65.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is.
Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. Starting a little bit heavier on 24 through the Antioch area, coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It's gotten heavier also on 65 south there in Trinity Lane. Watching it build pretty good into Wilson County all day. Traffic this time of the morning westbound. I-40 headed over into Hermitage. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car and truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. News, traffic, weather, and fun every morning with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
Well, welcome in to hour number two of the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. They're bringing a fresh shopping experience, thousands of new items every day, clean, organized, packed with deals. You don't want to miss the opening of America's Thrift Stores here in Murfreesboro on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard coming up here in just a few weeks. We've got a lot going on, including the celebration of John's birthday. You said before the news that you're closer to something than another, right?
I'll be 69. I'm not scared to say it. No,
really?
I'm not upset about it. No.
Nice.
I have friends that are already 70. I'll name them. No.
Tom Hoover?
No, he's not 70 yet.
He's younger, huh?
He'll be... he's older.
Is he older?
Yeah, I'm just going to be 69. I'm not going to be 70. He'll be 70 in October.
Okay.
Tom Hoover.
He looks like it.
I don't want to say, but... Speaking of birthdays, here's July 13th birthday. Dalton Barrett. No?
Yeah, some good old blueberry muffin coffee.
Yeah, July 13th.
I can smell that blueberry.
Does it not smell good?
No.
You don't like blueberry?
I mean, I don't like mixed coffee. I don't like...
The only flavor of coffee I like is blueberry. For whatever reason, blueberry and coffee just go really well together.
You take a blueberry muffin, goes well with...
It's not the Green Mountain.
No, it's not as good as the other.
This is the McDonald's McCafe. We have that.
Maybe just to you. It might be to other people it might not be as good. Yeah. It might be better than Green Mountain.
Green Mountain is real subtle. Like, it's barely flavored. That's why I like it. Mm.
The Stroopin' Waffle here is, you know, pretty stout, too.
Please move on. Don't we have something else to talk about?
2 weeks ago for the coaches show, we're out there. You know, we've got this big pot of coffee for all the coaches. Creasy comes up, and he starts looking through the K-Cups. And he makes himself a cup of coffee in the Keurig.
Oh, good for him.
I think he liked the Stroopin' Waffle.
He did. He went with the Stroop Waffle.
Okay.
He said, I'm over here trying to figure out what a Stroop Waffle is.
Well, there's another coach that won't
be
coming up.
Yeah, there'll be a coach that's done with us.
Don't say anything out there. We like him coming in.
I didn't know we were on the air. I'm going to be honest. I'm like, that's true. I did not know we were on the air.
You had your headphones in. You knew we were on the air.
I did not.
How did you not know?
I didn't know.
You just waltz in with your coffee, and here we are. The first day of fall is coming up on the 22nd, so that is this coming Monday. 1:19 p.m. is when we usher in the new season. By the way, we've got some football this week.
It's the new season of what? I'm sorry?
The new season of fall.
Oh, I thought it was like a new TV show coming
on.
Yeah. Well,
it's autumn. Stay tuned.
It is autumn. So, football this week. Headed to Smyrna as we go with Rockvale to Smyrna Friday night, WGNS and Big G TV. Middle Tennessee will host Marshall. It's homecoming week, 4:30 airtime. And looking for a big crowd out there as the Blue Raiders take on Marshall. Let's see, the Vanderbilt Commodores will host Georgia State, Tennessee will host UAB, and the Titans will host Indy. So a lot of football that you can partake in even around the area here coming up. So that's what we've got going on. It's episode 1742 of the Wake Up Crew, and we're continuing. This is our last week of songs about September, because next week we'll transition to songs about fall. But we have a pretty good one here.
I mean, September's kind of fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's when it occurs, too. But
best day of the year right here.
Best day. And it's coming up this Sunday.
That's right.
The 21st day of September.
Are any stores closing? I mean, do you think for my birthday, I think
you'll probably.
Target,
oh,
maybe?
It's a Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Chick-fil-A's closed.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A will close, yeah. They always close for my birthday when it's on Sunday.
I don't even think you'll get the day off of the wake-up crew, but you will because it's a Sunday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think we ought to put that in our contract.
Birthdays?
If it falls on your birthday during the week, you don't have to come in. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. You already do that 2 days a week.
I was gonna say. Like, here's our song of the day. Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's a good tune right there.
It certainly is.
It's a pretty catchy song.
Our song of the day.
Talks about my birthday, then it goes immediately to dog stuff.
Well, little Skeeter had to go to the vet last week. It was his normal little checkup and all that kind of thing.
So did our dogs.
Yeah.
All three of our dogs went to the vet this week. That's kind of weird. Wild.
That is weird. But the poor little thing, when he gets shots, the aftermath is, it's just not good. He gets so sore.
Really?
And I asked the vet about that, and she said, well, tiny dogs seem to do that. He gets these, I mean, it'll swell up, gets these little knots on his rump.
Oh, bless him. What are you doing that to him for?
And here is, well, he had to get it, but this was him. He's just looking back at me like I hate you.
Is this his first big?
Oh, wait a minute! I know
the same look.
That's the look I give
that's
you.
That's what I was gonna say. But he would just stand there and look. You know, his head drooped. He would stand and look, and I couldn't figure out. I thought something was maybe more wrong, and then I would have to pick him up to put him on the couch. He wanted on the couch, but he wouldn't sit down. Because when he sits down, you know how dogs like to sit on one hip or the other? He couldn't do it without pain, and so he would just stand there. So I had to show him how he could sit down.
Oh, man.
Without having to do that.
Your dog is kind of a princess.
So.
No, mine is. He screams like a blithering idiot when he gets any kind of shot. And everybody in the whole office like turns and looks at me and goes, is that your dog? I went, yeah.
Well, he didn't scream or do anything because they give him a lick mat. And they had the spray cheese on the lick mat. Boy, he
goes to one of those bougie vets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You must pay high dollar for that vet.
So he did all right with the shots. But after, you know, he got home, he was sore. So, poor little thing. Mm. But he's fine now. Big bounce back for Skeeter.
We're glad to hear it.
Yeah, thanks. Here's some sports.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Falcons won the Sunday night football game at Minnesota 22-6. Bijan Robinson with 143 yards rushing. J.J. McCarthy in defeat, 3 turnovers, and he was sacked 6 times. Philadelphia was a 20-17 winner at Kansas City. Indianapolis edged Denver 29-28 on a 45-yard field goal on the final play, and Arizona held on to beat Carolina 27-22. Cincinnati is 2-0 after edging Jacksonville 31-27 on a late quarterback sneak for a touchdown from Jake Browning. Starting QB Joe Burrow left with a toe injury and surgery is possible. Baltimore got 4 touchdown passes from Lamar Jackson in an easy win over Cleveland, and Detroit ripped Chicago 52-21. Jared Goff, 5 touchdown passes. The Sunday night ball game at Boston went to the Red Sox with 6 runs in the first. They won 6-4 over the Yankees. Seattle won its 9th straight game.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. One of our clients was operating a farm tractor when he was rear-ended by a tractor-trailer. In an instant, his life was changed forever. We helped him receive the settlement that has given him financial security for the rest of his life. Now, each case is different, and we can't promise this type of result for every case. But we can promise that when you hire the law offices of John Day, we'll work hard to help you. If you think we can help, call me, John Day.
This is Kirk Bug at Parks Auction Company. Thinking about downsizing? Don't miss this opportunity to buy a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1-story condo in Forest Oaks 2. Some work needed, selling absolute to the highest bidder. Visit parksauction.com for details.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
You don't have to go out and mow the yard. You don't have to rake the leaves. You don't have to wash the car. You don't have to do anything you don't want to.
You do not have the responsibility of your house, worrying about getting shrubbery trimmed, getting a new roof, paying your taxes. All of that is behind you.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years. On Memorial, across from Walmart.
No middlemen, no mystery, just fresh picked produce.
Straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, on John R. Rice Boulevard.
If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Shop local, Farrah Construction Company. I'm Ron Hall. Investing in property can be nerve-wracking. It does not have to be. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. Our goal is to keep your expenses low while focusing on our attention on high-quality services. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about. Kim Dunaway is with us this morning to help us out. She's from Sunshine Nutrition Center. We're going to be talking about your immune system. I encourage you. Listen closely. Kim, this is a rough time of the year for your immune system.
Yeah, it's been an interesting season already. And we had a lot of, you know, COVID kind of in August and what have you. Now we're heavily into what we consider like flu season, right? You see all the signs recommending the flu vaccine. And we're a little bit out from Halloween, which I feel like is like the kickoff of like the crazy cold and flu season. But, you know, kids have been back in school for over a month now. So we definitely have seen a lot more increase in a lot of the viruses and colds and all of those types of things that we see this time of the year.
Now, what can we do to make our immune system stronger?
So many things. So many things. But I think, you know, if you look at it in two different ways, one is what can we do with our diet that can help us? And the second one is what can we add, you know, that would help us as well. So when we look at our diet, we think about things that are going to be counterproductive to help our immune system, right? So a lot of processed foods, a lot of sugary type foods, things that don't have any nutrient value in them are not typically very healthy, right? So true story, my daughter, you know, comes back from school after turning in some reading that she did over the summer. And of course, what do they give them as a reward? Candy, right? And I'm just thinking, why don't they give away apples? You know, why is it always things that are colored 15 different ways and have lots of sugar in them, right? So that increase of sugar is not helpful for our immune system in any which way. Our bad bacteria that cause colds lives and really thrives off of sugar, right? So those are things that are not usually super helpful for us. And so we want to limit those things as much as possible. If we think about, you know, the nutritional value of M&Ms or Reese's Pieces or jelly beans, not very high, right? If we think about foods that are much more nutritious, a lot of our fruits and a lot of our vegetables, they have antioxidants in them that help fight against illnesses. They have vitamins in them, you know, vitamin C. People immediately think about oranges and orange juice, but vitamin C is in a lot of foods, potatoes, a lot of your white foods and onions and a lot of your yellow and red foods as well too. And so all of those things are gonna have nutrients in them that are helpful for us, right? Zinc, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago in helping with prostate, but we know how important and amazing zinc is also for our immune system. So increasing foods in our diet that are high in zinc, like pumpkin seeds, can also be things that we can add to our diet and take away some of those things that are less helpful, like I said, heavily processed foods and things that have a lot of sugar in them and not much else in them as well, right? So diet, always look at that first and foremost. If you're somebody who is prone to sinus infections, you might benefit from greatly limiting the amount of dairy that you do in your diet because it tends to be mucus producing. And so for people that have a lot of recurrent sinus infections, eating a lot of cheese, you know, doing a lot of creamers and that type of thing is usually counterproductive to that. And there's way too many non-dairy choices these days. There's pretty much nothing that you can't find in a non-dairy fashion that would be a better alternative. So those are some of the things that I'll pick on, right? What kind of things can we add? Well, as our days get shorter, and then in a week, a lot shorter, right? We're going to want to make sure that we have adequate levels of vitamin D. easier to get in the summer when we're out in the sun, more difficult to get as we don't spend as much time in the sun. And as we saw during COVID, people can still spend a lot of time in the sun and still be deficient. So if you're not sure what your vitamin D levels are, it is part of standard blood work. So it's a good place to look. You want those levels to be between 40 and 70. If you're lower than 40, you need a vitamin D supplement, right? If you have a weaker immune system, your doctor might decide, even if you come up with 45, that they still want you to get those levels up a little bit higher just to help better protect your immune system. And that can go across the entire spectrum of the family, right? There's baby vitamin D and kid vitamin D, just like adults can take vitamin D. So that's something that you definitely want to look at. Another one would be something like probiotics, because probiotics are so, so good for the immune system. And so that's something to consider whether you have a gut problem or not. 70% of our immune system is made up of that good bacteria in our guts. We want to look at that. We also want to look at foods that are going to be gut healthy. So foods, again, that are higher in fiber. So choosing whole grains where we can, adding vegetables where we can to help give our body the fuel that it needs to be able to fight off illness.
So if we improve our immune system, make it even stronger, we can fight off COVID, we can fight off the flu, anything that basically comes along.
This is very true. Like, you can have 10 people and 10 people can be exposed to flu, COVID, RSV, you name it. Not all 10 people are going to get it, because it's really based upon your immune system, right? So the way that you sleep can greatly impact your immune system, the amount of stress that you're under, what you eat, right? So that's why some people never get sick. Some people always get sick, right? Look at your diet, look at your lifestyle. What are you adding to your life, if anything, that's helping you? What can you take away that's really fighting against it?
Don't forget the water.
Water, of course, is important. It's not going to move the needle in terms of your immune system as much, but it's an important component in general.
What is it? Take your weight. Half of that is how many ounces of water that you should drink a day.
Yes, that's a good minimum intake for everybody to sort of use as a gauge.
And of course, tomorrow is the big supplement sale day at Sunshine Nutrition Center. How much can we save?
So you can save 25% off on supplements, some of those things that I mentioned. Yeah, big savings.
It is great. Head over to Sunshine Nutrition Center and get healthier. Where are you located?
We have two locations here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street, and in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road.
Kim Dunaway this morning with us. Thanks for joining us, Kim.
This is Kirk Bug at Parks Auction Company. Thinking about downsizing? Don't miss this opportunity to buy a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1-story condo in Forest Oaks 2. Some work needed, selling absolute to the highest bidder. Visit parksauction.com for details.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
We have a wonderful staff and the residents. We've made many new friends. And the staff and the residents relate so well to each other that it makes it like a family. We've been able to still have our neighbors come over and our church friends come.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club.
Big savings are on the way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening its newest location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. You'll love the clean, well-organized shopping experience with thousands of new items added every single day. It really is a new store every day. Find up to 70% off name brand clothing, home goods, and more thanks to generous local donations. America's Thrift Stores, where it's a new store every day. For details, visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:30 on this Monday morning, September 15th, Wake Up Crew, powered by America's Thrift Stores.
And who has a birthday yesterday? Dalton, I'm just kidding. I was just see if you were aware. Oh, you are ready.
Kim Adcock had a birthday yesterday, as well as Linda Butterworth, Mike Bowen, Bob Squants. Jody Phillips, Mary Catherine Jordan, Brian Josely, Susie Walkers, and Mike Tatum. And today, Mary Drennan, Susie O'Brien, Sammy Brown, Drennan. I'm sorry. I can't read today. I'm not wearing my glasses.
He's Chris butchering Leonard, the birthday list.
Melana Lyons, Nancy Duggan, Mark Powell.
Melana Lyons. That's okay.
Trey Martin and Sam DeGeorge.
Well, those are the names we have right now. And,
sort of.
If you can recognize them.
We'll do our list here at the top of the hour, of course, and give away the banana pudding coming up. More on the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Store straight ahead. Here's traffic and weather together.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine today as we climb to a high near 91. Tonight, mainly clear. Temperatures cool to a low near 64. High of 90 on Tuesday. Lots of sunshine. Tuesday night, clear to partly cloudy, a low near 63. High of 90 on Wednesday. Lots of sun. Wednesday night, mainly clear, a low near 62. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, 65.
Good morning. Still a bit heavy coming through Mount Juliet right now. Right on schedule, actually. Headed on through Hermitage on 40 coming westbound as it slows down 65 northbound. And where it connects with 840 coming up from Spring Hill through that southern portion of Williamson County. As it continues to build on 65 over here at Trinity Lane. Sometimes it's running pretty slow down through there. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken. New items on the menu. Check them out when you order online. Prince'sHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A sweeping federal response to rising violent crime in Memphis is drawing national attention. U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn praised President Donald Trump's decision to deploy the National Guard to Memphis, describing it as a pivotal step towards restoring law and order. Blackburn, who has long advocated for a stronger federal intervention in West Tennessee, credited both FBI Director Patel and Attorney General Pam Bondi for supporting the effort. The deployment follows growing concerns over violent incidents, cargo theft, and a reported 6.4 rise in violent crime in Shelby County in late 2023. Despite those challenges, recent data shows homicides in Memphis have dropped by 23% so far in 2025, outpacing national averages. The move represents one of the largest federal law enforcement deployments to the region in years. While the specifics of the Guard's role are still forthcoming, Blackburn emphasized that the goal is to hold local officials accountable and curb what she calls soft-on-crime policies. Memphis's strategic importance as a transportation hub has added urgency to the intervention. Meanwhile, Rutherford County commissioners are focused on improving emergency medical access. A newly passed resolution supports collaborative efforts between HCA TriStar, Ascension St. Thomas, and Murfreesboro Medical Clinic to build two freestanding emergency departments. One facility will rise at South Church Street and Warrior Drive under Stonecrest Medical Center in Smyrna, while the other will serve residents in Las Casas and Northern Murfreesboro. The resolution highlights rare cooperation among competing healthcare systems and underscores the need to serve growing and underserved populations. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Whether you're buying or selling a home or commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
We're talking with Peggy Parton.
The first thing my husband said to me was, "Peggy, we're not getting any younger. I do not want to be left in this house without you, and you don't want to be left in this house without me, and we're going to go to Adam's Place and check it out." And it didn't take but about 30 minutes to know that we were coming here.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart, 615-904-9111.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:35, The Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS. And it is time this morning for another rousing edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
First question, and we're all playing together because I don't know the answer.
Wow, we're going fast. Okay.
We're going in. I don't know the answer, so I'm playing along with you guys. What system do the blind use to read? Is it Morse code, binary, Braille, or Broil?
Braille.
That is correct. What substance is no longer used in thermometers due to safety concerns? Alcohol, benzene, water, or mercury?
I'm going to say mercury.
I will concur.
I also concur. And that is correct. Which of the following animals cannot jump? Is it a horse, a bear, a zebra, or an elephant?
An elephant.
I've never seen a bear jump, but I think it's elephant.
I'm going elephant.
That is correct. A bear can jump, apparently. That's scary. Which is the softest substance in the world? Is it diamond, mercury, talc, or iron? I think soft, like in terms of like metal. You
know. I would think talc.
I mean, it's probably not iron, but mercury.
Diamond's really hard, isn't it?
Mercury's a liquid, isn't it?
Mercury is a liquid.
Go with talc, I guess.
Talc is what they used to make baby powder out of. I think.
That is the correct answer. Ooh, that one made me sweat a little. What is the main ingredient in ice cream? Milk, salt, ice, or vanilla? Probably milk.
Milk.
Milk. I going concur. Milk.
Mm-hmm.
There was no ding ding?
That was correct. He was waiting on me to say that. This is a math question. Mm. So I'm out. What is 200% of 50? Is it 55, 200, 150, or 100? 200% of 50. I think it'd be...
Well, 100.
It would be 100.
Percent is...
100.
100% of 50 is 50, right? Or is it 150? I don't know. I can't. I'm not...
Well, 100% of 50 is 100, isn't it?
No, 100% of 50 would be 50.
Just push a button.
100 is the correct answer.
Okay. Well, that's what you said.
Who did Bill Clinton run against in the 1996 presidential election? Bob Dole, Elizabeth Dole, John McCain, or George W. Bush?
1996. Bob Dole.
I was not around.
So when was he? Yeah, it would have to be Bob Dole.
Locking it in? That is the correct answer.
Bob Dole actually came to Murfreesboro that year.
The sun rises in the east and sets where? North, south, east, or west? It's the west.
West.
Rises in the east, sets in the west?
Yeah. That is correct. Ew, you know, it spells ew. Which of the following is not a type of, you know, E for east? Which of the following is not a type of tooth? The incisor, the enamel, the molar, or the canine?
Enamel.
It's not part of the tooth, although it is the protective covering.
Yes. That is the correct answer. It is not a type of tooth. What color is at the bottom of a rainbow? Violet, red, blue, or green? Roy G. Biv. That's violet. Biv. Violet, I think.
Sure.
Any. Okay. Pushback? None? Okay. Violet was the correct answer. For the first time, maybe ever, on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, we had a perfect 10 out of 10 score.
Ah. We really worked well together on that one.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's because we were smart.
We're at least smarter than a fifth grader.
Well, I would have not gotten the math question.
No. Because you did have it wrong. Me and John had it right, though.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot that you were worse at math than me.
Because it
That's really bad for you.
It's the whole number. So 100 would have been right, yeah.
Well, I've had to remove the math stuff out of my brain. There's too much other stuff in there.
But I'm dumb.
Categorize, you know. So
there's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah. Yep, there sure is. That's it for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in all our soft sourdough products, so we don't use any American GMO. We don't use any seed oils in our sourdough products. We also have many, many other things. So come out and see us at the Lane Agricultural Center at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in products, so come out and see us.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we're back on The Wake Up Crew at 742, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. They're going to be opening soon at Middle Tennessee and Dr. MLK Boulevard. You can donate gently used items and support the Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee, granting wishes for local kids. Your donations give hope. Find out more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro. Want to say good morning to Robin Bartlett, our good neighbor today, for being a positive and encouraging person, uplifting her students, colleagues, and neighbors with her bright spirit. Robin Bartlett, the recipient of flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS as the good neighbor of the day. To send in a good neighbor, it's simple. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. That gets them into us. And once you submit it, we'll take care of the rest for you. The Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And get this, through sharing change, Chris Jones, the CEO, was with on the roundtable last week, and he says sharing change has donated now over $12 million to local nonprofits. You can find out how your spare change makes a big impact at sharingchange.org.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, I bought a chicken to make sandwiches.
Really?
It didn't. Just poops in the floor.
Replay. That joke had a rare, made me laugh the second time I heard it.
I think it's the word that he's using, which we've reached a new all-time low here at the Wake Up Crew. But
well, I did PG that joke.
Oh, no.
I sure did.
You shouldn't even be reading those jokes like that, Dalton. Brian.
Yeah, you shouldn't even have that knowledge in your brain.
Yeah.
Dalton always laughs at poop jokes.
Well, I do. There's something about it.
The only problem is there's so much in Brian's brain.
Oh, that yeah.
It just goes right out. Yeah.
Goes
in, goes out.
I'll forget that one.
And he doesn't have the math, you know what I mean?
No, there are things that stay in my brain.
I will say one thing about Brian that a lot of people don't know. He's a genius in a lot of ways. I mean, he's really smart in a lot of things, but he's very forgetful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was looking at the ball game the other night, and I was looking at my script, and...
And that's new.
There was no script, and so I just winged it, but I said, hey, you didn't get to... Oh, I forgot. He's forgetting a lot here lately. I just think there's maybe too much in his brain.
Well, and that's a new thing. That's a new trend of his. He hasn't always been so forgetful.
That's not the problem. The problem is there are things that have been added to my weekly to-do list for football games, and I have had to write it all down now.
I know you use ChatGPT to write all those scripts.
No.
But we went fine without it. Because Rod has all that information. You really don't. That'd be one thing you probably could take off your list. Just list the games, and we go over them.
Yeah, because, you've got one of those.
Yeah, because I mean, really, Rod does his research.
He keeps it all up in his brain.
I'm the only one that doesn't do anything for the football game other than just show up.
Well, and that started when you started doing this show, and we decided, man, we don't need anything.
You know, I'm making thumbnails now and descriptions, and just so I've got a list of. I have a checklist that I have every season that I just open up, but this year there have been things added to it.
But you don't have to change the color on the score bug anymore.
Yeah, but I've got to update it with the teams and stuff. So
okay, oh great, sorry. Okay, what else?
So that's why
we played a little game of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader today?
Yes, we did.
Now, this is what we've learned.
We got to play it. You got to play it. Yeah.
My ball.
We talked about a little hacks. We'll talk a little bit about it tomorrow. Polly Harding. Polly Holiday passed away.
Yep.
Flo.
I know what you were thinking about.
I've been going to all kinds of stores trying to recap that taste, but
it's the magic.
It's not been there.
Well, here's a magical song to go out with this morning. It's our song of the day. Songs about September, and maybe the best September song there is. Little Earth, Wind, and Fire to wrap us up here this morning. Thanks for joining. For John, for Dalton, I'm Brian. I hope you enjoyed the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Back tomorrow morning for a Tuesday edition.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine today as we climb to a high near 91. Tonight, mainly clear. Temperatures cool to a low near 64. High of 90 on Tuesday. Lots of sunshine. Tuesday night, clear to partly cloudy. A low near 63. High of 90 on Wednesday. Lots of sun. Wednesday night, mainly clear. A low near 62. A meteorologist, Laura Lockwood, from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, 65.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?